USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona. Three of those states share one thing in common. They all share a border with Mexico. And according to Dr. Scott Atlas, it's no coincidence that we're seeing a rise in cases along the border.
When you look at the analyses of the border counties, there's a tremendous amount of cases coming over the border and exchanging with families in the northern Mexico state.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politicians in Portland, Oregon are enabling a mob of protesters. Wolf posted a lengthy timeline of damage he says violent anarchists have caused in the past 47 days. Local businesses saying they've lost $23 million because of looting and rioting. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The state of Texas had to remove 3,484 cases from its COVID-19 positive case count because the San Antonio Health Department was reporting probable cases for people that never actually tested as confirmed positive cases. Also regarding Texas, Alex Berenson is a former New York Times reporter. He tells Fox News,
right now, if you look at the number of deaths in Houston and in Texas as a whole, and Texas has 30 million people, New York had, you know, has 20 million people, the deaths in Texas are, you know, a fraction. They're 10% of what they were in New York.
Retail sales increased 7.5% in June as some stores and restaurants reopened. But a recent rise in coronavirus cases could curtail spending once again. Also, 1.3 million Americans filed first-time jobless benefits last week. Nearly 32 million American workers are still receiving them. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With the latest on the upcoming party conventions, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Next month's Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida, is going to be scaled back now because of the surging coronavirus in that state. President Trump had moved the event from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville after a dispute with North Carolina's governor over social distancing requirements there. The scaled back convention in Jacksonville will now likely result in fewer speeches, smaller crowds, and the use of both indoor and outdoor venues. Meanwhile, the city of Milwaukee is still going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, despite the fact most of that event is not now going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying that the city is going to need to provide security and logistics for the portions of the convention that do happen in the city.
Three California churches sued Governor Gavin Newsom after the Democratic governor mandated they suspend singing during the state's coronavirus resurgence. The churches filed suit on Wednesday in a federal court in Sacramento and are seeking an exemption from the July 1st executive order requiring them to discontinue singing and chanting at services. Like other coronavirus-related church lawsuits, it argues the order treats churches differently than other sectors of society, saying Newsom has been unwavering in his support of massive protests where much chanting has occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.